You're listening to Nightmare on Film Street. The current time is 6:66. Traffic is clear ahead from here to the afterlife, but it's hell outside. For the next hour, you're on Nightmare Time. So, let's give a grave welcome to our hosts, John and Kim.
Hello again, fiends, and welcome to Nightmare Alley, the spooky little detour podcast in the regular Nightmare on Film Street feed. I'm John.
I'm Kim.
And we're taking a little detour today to bring you an interview that we did with William Sadler, star and main attraction of Bill and Ted Face the Music.
He has reprised his role as the iconic Death character, and he's bringing the bass.
Yeah, world's best, afterlife's best bass player. Universe's best bass player, I assume. It was great talking with William Sadler. We even briefly talked about some of his other roles, including VFW, where he's just a fucking badass, just beating up a bunch of drug-addicted mutants in an alternate Detroit future.
I also got to ask a couple Tales from the Crypt questions.
Oh, yeah, right? Perfect. Can't wait for you guys to hear it. But before we get into it, Kim, I was curious about your thoughts of the Bill and Ted universe in general, because you're relatively new to these movies.
Yeah, so this is another one of those stories where I grew up without Bill and Ted in my life.
Yeah.
And you showed them to me recently, and we literally just binged the first two back to back one afternoon. I thought I could double task while watching them. Like, I was like, okay, cool, I'll get some work done. And
just a silly 80s movie. Who needs to pay attention?
I dropped everything. They are so hilarious and so upbeat and so funny. And it's been so long since I've watched a movie that's purely just, like, about making you smile.
Yeah. Especially Bill and Ted Face the Music, right?
They are so uplifting.
It's insane how optimistic these movies are.
Yeah, they're just about love and friendship and bringing the world together.
And oh, man.
There's just something so pure about those movies.
Could not have come at a better time.
Yes, that's why this is the perfect time for Bill and Ted Face the Music. Like, it is literally just this little beacon of light in your VOD platform. It's like, you having a bad day? This is new.
Oh, yeah, this movie's the cure for sure. If it's been a little while since you've revisited the Bill and Ted movies, Excellent Adventure, I love the stakes of these movies. Like, let's just break it down movie to movie. Excellent Adventure, they need to pass their history report. Oh, everything is good. Like, the world's gonna end for them in their minds if they don't pass their history report. I mean, also, there are, you know, there's some messages from the future that say that if they don't pass their history report, they get broken up and they can't unify the world at some point, which Bogus Journey brings us to. They have to write a song that's gonna bring the world together and strike harmony, and we think they do that at the end of the movie. Especially because there's news reports that say, like, Bill and Ted play, or Wild Stallions play Mars.
World peace achieved. Yeah.
Death does solo career. No one likes it.
He rejoins the band.
Yeah, but then Bill and Ted Face the Music. Literally, the world is crumbling. The universe as we know it is falling apart. There's some quantum temporal problem that you gotta buy into right away to really lock into this movie. But oh boy, do Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter just slip right back in. William Sadler too, obviously. Oh boy, do they slip into these characters effortlessly.
Yeah, and then this one too, because it's 25 years later. We have the wives still. The wives.
The princesses.
The princesses. And they have their daughters along with them, who are around the same age that Bill and Ted were in the first couple of films. And they're both wonderful. Samara Weaving and Bridget Lundy Payne play the two daughters, who are almost carbon copies of their dads.
1,000%.
Are so into music and creating. And
they're also the only people that have their dads' backs, right? Like, these guys have essentially, like, let's take the universe stuff out of it. Like, these guys haven't given up on their dream. And their daughters are the only people that aren't telling them that it's bullshit and they should quit and get on with their lives and become adults, right?
And they're also ready to, like, just hop into a time machine the second they think something's gone wrong.
Like, we know what to do. We gotta start a band. We gotta go get Jimi Hendrix, Louis Armstrong, and a bunch of other people that are not worth spoiling here. Because if there's one thing that's gonna save the world, It's music. And that's the corny idea that you gotta buy into when you see this movie.
What are you talking about? We bought into it in the second one.
I know. I'm the guy who believes it.
I bought it!
Yeah! A song can change the world, sure. But yes, I mean, this movie, it's a hell of a lot of fun. And I think it's the exact kind of movie we all need right now. It is the perfect escapism from just the awful shit we've had to deal with in 2020.
But without further ado, we're going to throw you the quick trailer to remind you of Bill and Ted Face the Music, and then we're going to hit up our interview with William Sadler.
When your wives suggested couples therapy, do you think that this is what they had in mind?
Definitely. I mean, we're a couple of couples, right?
Bill, Ted, enough of the delusions. You didn't time travel, and you didn't go to heaven and hell. Here's a real idea for you. Be role models to your daughters. Get real jobs.
Bill, we've spent our whole life trying to unite the world. And I'm tired, dude.
Ted, we have a destiny to fulfill.
Whoa. Greetings, my excellent friend. We have a problem.
Step forward. A song created by Preston Logan, performed tonight, will save reality as we know it.
Oh! Dude, we better write that song now. Or why can't we just go to the future when we have written it?
And take it from ourselves!
Except, won't that be stealing?
Cheers! How is that stealing if we're stealing it from ourselves, dude?
Dude, our dads are totally in trouble.
Yeah! Yeah! We should help them out.
Yeah! No way! How's it going, Bill and Ted?
We're putting together a most extraordinary band.
Hey, you want to be in our band?
Oh. Oh, this is so fantastic.
We're going to go talk to Death. Is he playing hopscotch by himself? Dude, he's cheating. Hey, Death.
Life, it isn't a wild stallion.
Let's rock!
Be excellent to each other. And party on, dudes.
Yeah! Billy! Death!
How you doing?
Well, you know, we're dead and we're in hell.
But how you doing?
We're good. Hi, guys.
Hi, how's it going?
Just get my coffee ready.
Go for it.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
It was great to see you in Bill and Ted Face the Music. How did it feel to get to back in the Death Shroud again?
It was great. It was a little... Those robes are heavier now. They are. And I'm not quite as agile and flexible as I was 29 years ago, I think it was. But I was surprised at how quickly all of that just disappeared once we got on the set and these characters started to come alive. I started interacting with Alex and Keanu, and the thing was, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but it was just easy and fun. It was effortless. Once we pulled the trigger on the thing, it was just like, it was like we'd never stopped.
That's so awesome, though. Like, so it felt like there was no time between.
Like, yeah, exactly. It was like we'd been shooting. It was like we filmed Bogus Journey yesterday. I mean, we're older. We both, you know, we look older, but I think the spirit and the fun was still there. I guess that's what I mean. The energy and the the way these guys react to one another was like it had never ended.
Yeah, and you have great comedic timing, by the way. How hard is it to steal every scene from goofs? How hard is it to steal every scene you're in from goofs like Keanu Reeves and Alex Winters?
My God, oh, it's not hard. No, you do what you have to do. The thing about the Reaper is he's this huge character, and he's written that way. I mean, he's not a normal human. You know, He's sort of bigger than life, and he's not like me. I mean, I'm not like the Reaper at all. But once you put on the robes and the Czechoslovakian accent, everything was once he starts to inhabit me, it's hard to turn him off. That's what was really fun about playing this guy was also sort of like making stuff up. You know, he has his own opinions about everything. And they're not necessarily my opinions. This is like, and they're sometimes they're not even in the script. But they, yeah, he's larger than life. And where I guess Bill S. Preston and Bill and Ted are more human, you know, they're, they have to abide by the rules here on Earth.
So are you saying that you're going method on this character? Like he's saying things that even you don't expect?
I just let him go, you know. I just let him go sometimes. And if it's, you know, if it's funny and if the crew falls on the ground laughing and it's, works. If it works in the scene, then it's a good thing. And if it, you know, he's a funny character, which is really fun to play. I mean, he could almost read the phone book and
you'd
would be amusing. you would laugh.
Yeah.
So I'm very fortunate that it happened at all, because when I played him the first time, I was way too young. They were looking at like Christopher Lee.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Right. From the old Hammer movies, you know, Christopher Lee,
the big boomy voice.
Yeah. I mean, they were looking all over the place for who should, you know, who looks like the Grim Reaper, who looks like, you know, the Max von Sydow in the Seventh Seal.
Yeah.
It's gotta be somebody who looks like they're 1,000 years old.
So not exactly a compliment when you get the role, is what you're saying?
Well, I did the first audition and I did the Czechoslovakian accent, everything. And about 3 weeks went by and I got a phone call from the casting director, Karen Ray. And she said, Bill, you got to come back and do it again. They think you're too young. So go to a Halloween store and get some gray and put it in your hair and black out your teeth and then come in and do it. And I thought, wow, that's going to look like, and so I called the makeup guy from Die Hard 2, which I had just done, Scott Edo, and told him my problem. And he said, well, come on over to my house. I'll make you look old. So the day of the audition, I sat in his kitchen in Marina Del Rey and made me look 70.
Oh, wow.
And then I got in my car and drove to Orion to their offices, and I did the audition again. And got the role, but I forget where I was going with this story, but I was too young. I was too young the first time around. So now I'm the right age.
That's great. But you bring such like a humor and a levity to the role, which is perfect for Bill and Ted, because it's so funny and it's so about friendship, and it's great that we've brought it back for the younger generation, because I feel like now's the perfect time to unite the world with friendship.
I agree. could there be a better time for a movie about friendship and love and be excellent
to, and everybody's
be
so
excellent
different.
To each other, man. Wow. I mean, I think anyway, I can't wait to see how people react to it. The anticipation is killing me.
Yeah, and people have been talking about this movie for talking about this movie since 1991.
People have been talking about it forever.
people have been talking to me about it for like 29 years.
So when are you going to be Death again?
When are you going to be Death again?
Yeah.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, this is even the first time that you've reprised the role, right? Like, you brought him back on Tales from the Crypt.
But that was just very briefly. It wasn't really quite the same thing. I guess I've been carrying this character around in my pocket for a long, long time. I actually did him in a sketch comedy show called Assaulted Nuts on YouTube. You can catch it. Just Assaulted Nuts. William Sadler, Assaulted Nuts. And it was a sketch about the Grim Reaper comes to take this woman away, and she's so annoying that he leaves in disgust. and I just grabbed this accent. I just grabbed it out of thin air. And it was funny because I grabbed it because it was funny, you know? So, and that was in like 85 or something. And when the time came to audition for Bogus Journey, I thought, I know what I'll do. I have this swell Czechoslovakian accent that I'd stolen from an actor in New York that I worked with.
And now he's synonymous with death.
And now he's and now everywhere he goes, people say, that voice. his name is Jan Triskin. And I thank you. I will be forever grateful to you, Jan. He's Czechoslovakian, and he was talk like that all the time, everything. So, and it was, I just always found it was like silly. So,
and Death is such a sweet and soft character, which is completely not how I think of the characters you normally play. You're always such a badass.
Thank you.
Like, even yes. Now, like, I'm a huge fan of VFW, I know. Right? Like, you were so good in VFW.
Oh, dude, thank you. Thank you.
What was it like to finally, like, get the Dukes back out for that movie?
That was great fun. I had worked with Steve Lang. People who don't know VFW, they sort of gathered all of these actors together who had played badasses in other films. But what they didn't expect when they did this, and the movie was made for like $1.98. I think we shot the whole thing in 18 days. But what they didn't expect was that we had all worked with each other before, lots of times. I did Shakespeare in the Park with Steve Lang.
Wow.
And a movie called Project X with Steve Lang. And I'd worked with Marty Cove, and I did a musical with David Patrick Kelly in New York. By the time you put us together in the trenches to fight these these drugged out kids. There was like this tremendous camaraderie and fun. We had been in the trenches together, all of us, you know. That was really fun. That was really fun to do. Yeah, I don't get asked to kick ass much these days. Although I still can, I imagine. It's, you know, it's movie magic, though.
You certainly look like you can. I'll give you that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It was good. It was great fun. And it is a good movie, too. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. But people reacted to the, part of what happened was the camaraderie and the amount of genuine respect and love that the guys in this film have for each other comes across in the story. So when they're in a fight for their lives, you care about them. You actually care about them because they clearly care about each other.
And the same is true about Bill and Ted also, right? Like you've got these characters, they're trying to save the world, but they're really trying to save the relationships they all have with each other too.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's what people respond to. And it isn't always there, you know. You get thrown together with a bunch of actors and don't know each other.
Yeah, and there's also such a big resurgence with nostalgia, too. And I think once people see the Death character again, I mean, if they finally do that Tales from the Crypt reboot, they're going to ask you to be in it. Would you do it?
Sure. Tales from the Crypt reboot. What, you mean the Demon Knight or the...
Either. I'll take either.
Or play Death again.
Both.
I totally expect them to come to me with a script called Reaper Madness.
I'm very into
That's a great title.
Sold.
I'm there.
And I guess real quick, like you've obviously worked with Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves before. How is it acting with younger versions of those characters, Samara Weaving and Bridget Lundy Payne?
Oh, they were delightful. They were delightful. I think they were maybe just a tiny bit intimidated. Yeah. But they were great. They were great. They stepped right in. The scenes that we did together, they just picked up the mantle and ran with it. It was great. It was sort of like, it always feels like playing jazz, you know, where you take a riff and then they go and then it goes back and forth between you. And that's what makes it come alive. And I just thought they were wonderful. I thought that was some brilliant casting. They're terrific actors. And they kind of embody these, you know, those Bill and Ted characters without looking like they weren't doing caricatures or just an imitation of what Keanu and Alex had done. They had like found their own versions. No, I was impressed. I loved working with them.
Right on. And we like to ask everybody that we talk to, if they could program a double feature at the drive-in, what two movies would you play for people to have like a great night at the drive-in?
Oh, wow. I think it went wow at the drive-in.
Absolutely.
I would do, well, if you're going old school, then it's got to be like Jason and the Argonauts.
Right on.
You know, or, you know, Ben-Hur.
Epic. Something really epic.
Some big widescreen epic. As a double feature. Unforgiven.
Right on.
The Clint Eastwood Unforgiven. I'd love to see that on a big screen again.
Yeah.
Maybe a double feature, maybe a Western double feature. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance.
Okay.
And The Unforgiven.
We're due for more Westerns. We're due for a Western resurgence.
I think so. I would love to do a Western. They'd have to tie me onto the horse, I'm afraid. I've only ridden a horse once in a movie and it was just I was surprised. Don't you have a smoother horse? Isn't there?
I mean, you don't have to have a horse for a shootout at like underneath the bell tower. So I think we just got to get you the right character, right? Well, thank you again so much for taking the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it, and we really enjoyed the movie.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye now.
Bye bye.
Bill and Ted Face the Music is available right now at select drive-ins, movie theaters, and VOD. Let us know what you thought of the film over on Twitter at NOFS Podcast, on Instagram at Nightmare on Film Street,
in the Horror Movie Fiend Club at facebook.com/groups/horrorfiendsofnofs, and in the Nightmare on Film Street subreddit at reddit.com/r/nightmare-on-film-street.
But that's it from us this week. I'm John.
I'm Kim.
Stay creepy.
It appears you made it out alive, but we'll get you next time. Help us to grow the horde. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you subscribe. More terror can be found lurking on our website, nofspodcast.com. Until next time, stay creepy, fiends.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.